Hi, I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel.
And welcome to a Nutty Bites After Dark role-playing game extravaganza part two, where I try to lead this ramshackle motley crew in a comedy role-playing game where all of the rules fit on one page, except I have bad handwriting.
So you wrote it on multiple pages?
I wrote it
on
three sheets of paper.
So here's a question. Yeah. Is this your creation?
It is absolutely not. So the game we are playing this evening is called Dude, the Sasquatch Just Stole My Car. And your birthday present was in the back.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So all of the player characters, all of you are a group of friends on a road trip to your friend's house for a really awesome birthday party. Man, this thing is going to be epic. Just what you need to set off to finish your senior year of high school. This is the game. This is the party to end all parties. You all brought super sweet presents. Your friend is going to be ecstatic. You've got all the presents in the trunk of the car. You guys stop off for snacks and gas at a gas station on your way to your friend's house. And as you're leaving the gas station, you see your car drive away. And Sasquatch was driving.
And I hate it when that happens.
See, it's not the Sasquatch that makes this another reality. It's the fact that my nerdy behind is going to a party in high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's true for most of us.
For me, it's that my nerdy buddy is going to a party in high school with other people who know I'm going.
The fact that the birthday party is not me sitting in front of my Nintendo in my basement going happy birthday to me. Yes. All right. So what we need to do is we need to come up with our characters. So I'm going to go in order on the screens that I see here. I will start with Nutty.
Oh, yes.
Nutty, roll a d6, please.
Where'd I put it?
Where did you put it?
There it is.
Oh, good question.
Right there.
I dropped it.
Roll a d6, my love.
Two.
That is two. Literally what she said.
Nutty, you are the brawn. Roll another d6,
I'm
please.
I'm the brawn, as in?
Yes, as in the brawn.
As in the paper towel?
She's a jock!
Four.
You are also the face of the group.
Handsome jock.
This makes sense.
Absolutely. And Nutty, roll your goal, please. So roll another d6.
Four.
Your goal is to get revenge on that pesky Sam Squanch for stealing your car, because it's your car.
It's my car.
So wait, if she's the handsome jock, can I call her Tilda Swinton?
You can call her whatever you want. Just don't call her late for dinner. Oh.
She can beat you up, though.
Yeah. Right. So in this time, while we're while I go through the rest of the characters, Nutty, mm-hmm. I'll need you to come up with your name and what was the birthday present that you were bringing to my house? What was in the trunk of the car?
Okay.
You're having pen malfunctions.
I am having pen malfunctions.
Did your vanishing point just quit?
No, I might have think.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Uh-oh.
She's got enough.
But I want to use my vanishing point.
I know, I want to use your vanishing point too. But
it's not a pen problem. She can quit at any
good.
Time.
And we won't mention the four new ones in the corner there. Why am I sinking?
All right, Shane.
So I want revenge on the
revenge on the Sam Squanch for stealing your car, because that's your car. All right, Shane, roll a d6, please.
Five.
Five. You are the wise man. Of course you are.
Of course he is.
Roll a d6 again, please.
Five.
Five. You are our wise, techie nerd friend. Roll another d6, please.
Three.
Three. You are going to this because you need to literally let your hair down and you need to party. So your entire motivation in this whole thing is to just have as wild a time as possible.
That's easy.
So while the rest of us are doing this, come up with your character's name and come up with what present were you bringing me that was in the trunk of the car. Jason, roll a d6, please.
All right. That would be a four.
A four. You are the wacky friend.
Oh.
Roll a d6.
I'm sorry, your d6 has a bell?
No, my d6 is made out of metal and it hit my glass.
Oh.
And this
do we have
would
comments?
Be a
oh, just
a
from
two.
Two. Oh, so you're the wacky. I can't believe that you're picking all the right answers. You're the wacky comic relief character. No, just John Spillane is saying that he's just going to lurk. And how are y'all? We are great and just starting.
Hello.
Buckle up, my friend. This is going to be a good one.
So that's the Bacon Man. Just
oh,
FYI.
Yes, indeed. Bacon. And roll one more D6 there, Jay.
Six.
You heard that actually tracking down a Sam Squinch might get you into a good school. That this is the sort of thing that would look good on a college application because all of, I don't know, the bong rips and beer bongs you were doing may not. So you're going to try to get extra credit for this.
Oh, I had a joke, but Nutty would kill me.
Okay. Doc, you're next. Roll a D6, please.
I'm next.
Yeah.
Four.
Yet again, you are wacky, but roll a D6, please.
Two.
Two. Roll again. I'm not going to do the same thing twice.
Four. Roll again.
Eight.
No. Yeah. Roll again. You don't need two faces.
One.
You are the athlete.
Ooh. Okay.
Absolutely. You're the wacky athlete. And your goal is to roll a D6, please.
Five.
You just want to help your friends.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the nice guy.
Yep.
It's a stretch for his character, but I think he can play it. I'm kidding.
I'm the fun comedy relief on the team.
Absolutely. No, comic relief is actually Jason. He rolled that one. okay. Cliff, you're next. Roll.
All right. One.
You are the brains of the operation.
Wow. That's not good.
We're doomed. All right, roll again, please, my friend.
Four.
Yeah, you're the brains, but you're the sexy brains. You're the face of this operation.
Ah, it's Felicia Day.
I was the face.
Right, we got rival faces.
And one more time.
And one more, yep.
One.
You had, not only did you have your, like, birthday present for me in the trunk of the car, you had, like, your backpack with the rest of your stuff in it. You want to get your stuff back. That's more important. Whatever that thing is, consider it the inside of the briefcase from Ronin. Like, whatever it is, you need it back.
Say what again? Yeah. Say what again?
I saw a recent thing, by the way, that apparently it was the Tesseract. That was in the Pulp Fiction briefcase.
Oh, that's funny.
And it makes sense because...
All right. So yet again, same thing, Doc Cliff. Think of your character's name and what present were you bringing me to my birthday party the senior year of high school. All right, Jax, what you got? Roll a dice.
Got a five.
Five. Yet again. Roll again, please. Let's get a good one here.
Two.
You
want
to roll again? Two. No. I can see you as brawny. You are brawn. You are also, roll again.
Four.
Yeah, roll again. That's three fours in a row. We're going to skip that one.
Two.
No, let's try that at one again.
All right, number one.
Yeah, the brawny athlete.
That was
perfect combination.
Jack's playing a dumb jock. Can he stretch his acting muscles that far to play? I'm getting him.
Six.
And your goal. What is your goal today?
Six.
No, try again.
You cannot has that goal.
All right.
Someone else has it.
Two. Yes. You are here to prove that Bigfoot is real.
Oh, that's a good one.
You've been dabbling in cryptozoology and you've been all the good forums and you've heard that fame, fortune, and all that good stuff for the person who can prove that he's real, so you're in all over this. All right, so
not only is he real, he's a carjacker.
Yeah, apparently Bigfoot jacks cars. Okay, so the way the game works is really simple. But before we do that, right, how are we traveling across the country? So here we are stuck at this gas station. Actually, you know what? Before we get there, let me explain to you how the game is played. I want everybody to roll a dice and record that number next to your name. Roll it. Roll a six-sided dice and record that number next to your name. Okay. I made a diagram, which is useful. It was useless because it's going to be backwards, but I'll try to explain. Right? So, at the high end of the scale is patience. Patience dictates skills like research, technical abilities, staying cool under pressure, precision work, etc., etc. The low end of the scale is reckless behavior. Things like intuition, smooth talking, anything wild or passionate, street racing, fighting, that type of stuff. So it works like this. When we roll dice, depending on what the action is, if it's reckless or patient, you either have to roll under it or over it. So if you have let's say a one, and I say, oh, you want to fight the guy, okay, throw a punch. Well, if you've got a one, you're automatically going to roll over it because you're that reckless kind of guy and you're going to succeed at that action. But if I tell you to,
hotwire this car
or play chess, you're not going to roll under a one because that's your number. So you're not going to succeed at those actions. And it's based on successes, a lot like the White Wolf game. So I'm going to tell you to roll a number of dice. And it's whether you go over or under on that number of dice of the number that you have. You get an extra dice if you're prepared for the action, and you get an extra dice if you're an expert in that. So our techie, if it was programming a computer, or our athlete, if it was in throwing a football, then they would get bonus dice there. I as the DM will pick the number of dice that you roll. It's dependent on how hard the action is, because if you can score, if you get one dice, you fail. Two dice, you succeed with some problems. Three dice is great. Four and over, aces. So you're going to roll between one and six dice. One is a really hard action. Two is a difficult action. Three is challenging. Four is normal. Five is easy. And six, trivial. So everyone has rolled a number.
There's a comment.
Nope.
You got to pay attention.
Oh, it's
to that.
Hugh.
Hi, Hugh.
Mr. Hugh was saying hi, Hugh.
If you want to join us, let us know.
Yeah,
we're
Hugh.
Still in the beginning.
Yeah, we're still just getting started. You want to join us, Hugh? Oh, and St. George is here. Hi, St. George.
Hi, St. George.
Remember, guys, Hugh put the Hugh in hubris.
Oh, boy.
He put the Where's Hugh the in up? Huge tracts of land. Monty Python reference there, if anyone's watching. Yes, okay, good. Okay, so rules are simple.
You got your answer.
Nope, he's just lurking. Okay, cool. So this is what's going to happen. What I'd like to happen now is everyone's going to go round table. Everybody's going to introduce themselves to the group. And I'd like to hear who you are, a little bit about your character, what you're bringing me for my birthday party, and your number, your reckless patient number. And then we'll roll a couple more dice and we'll get started. All right? Ready? So, Nutty.
So, number one would be, like, super patient?
Number one is super reckless.
Oh, super reckless. Oh, that changes everything. That's all right. That tells me what I'm doing here.
All right.
Okay. So,
Also, bonus points for voices.
That's all right. Dude, so I'm Hank, and, like, I can lift, like, everyone and everything. That's like my favorite thing to do is we go to parties, I lift girls, and people give me beer. It's awesome. I'm really pissed that this Bigfoot decided to steal our car because I had the ultimate gift for my friend, my brother, my compadre there. See, there's like this secret society, right? And he just got accepted. And I was going to give him his ring tonight. And that's in the car. And now what? Bigfoot thinks he's in the secret society? I don't think so. I'm going after him.
Does anybody else think that Link sounds like Link Hogthrob?
It's not Link.
Show?
It's Hank. Thank you very much. But that would be really funny.
All right. Shane, introduce us, please.
Well, I'm Mr. Retired. First name soon. Middle name B. Soon to be retired. And because I'm so intelligent, I don't need to work anymore.
You're in high school.
Yeah.
I was.
Well, that's how intelligent he is. He retired at 17, leaving high school.
Yes.
Wrote the killer app.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. And what's my birthday present?
Birthday present? Well, I'll give it a little bit of thought. And I thought I'll give you the best, coolest app available. On this brand new mobile phone that I created.
Oh, neat. Hey, wow, it's Raya Clock. The Raya Clock app. What time is it? Click. It's Raya Clock. I love this app. It's amazing. All right. Nutty, what's your reckless patient number?
Oh, dude, that's a one.
That's a one.
Because, dang. Like, I'm... So, when you look up reckless in that book with all the words, you see my face.
So, Shane, if I could expand a little bit. So, your name is Soon to be Retired.
Yes.
Suntu, Soonto. You're our Filipino exchange student. All right. Jay, you're up.
Do you want to know what my dose roll number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your number?
Four.
Four. Perfect. All right. Jay, you're muted, and you're up next.
Hey, what's going on, bro? My name's Will. You know what I'm saying? They call me Big Willie sometimes because I get a little wild and crazy. My cousin Jason, he's Hawaiian. He's in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Last name Momoa. But no, seriously, bro. I had this awesome present from my homie in the back, man. But first, before I tell you about that, did you see who stole the car? That's gonna get me into Harvard, son. Like, I'm gonna get a free ride. I'm gonna find this Bigfoot, son. Like, dude, it's gonna be amazing. But no, anyway, like, I had the literally best hug pillow for my man. It was the best. Let me tell you, the finest Japanese import.
I really want to.
Damn, I need a new gift.
I really want to hear what character it was. Who was it, Big Willie?
It was an anatomically correct Ruby Rose.
All right. On the other side?
Yeah.
Was it Jean?
On the other side was Jason Momoa. just for those confusing moments. All right, and what's your reckless patient number?
Two.
Two. Dude. All right. Doc.
Dudes, you know me. It's Skip. And,
Hi, Skip.
Hi, Skip.
And it's like, I don't know. It kind of sucks. This Sasquatch went and drove off with the car because, like, I had searched high and low to find those Monty Python video games, and now he's gone. It's like I don't even think Sasquatch has a compatible machine. But you know, I'm just here to help out. Let's get to the party. Let's have a good time. Let's make the best we can of what we've got here.
Absolutely. And what's your number?
Five.
Five, baby. All right. Cliff.
Hello.
I think we lost Jax.
He sent a message. His computer decided to restart. He'll be back.
Okay. All right. Cliff.
Hello. I'm Fernando de la Vega.
Fernando. De la Vega.
De la Vega.
Right. My number is, as you would say, six.
Oh.
And the gift I got was just a book. I thought you would enjoy a book. It was an autographed copy of A Brief History of Time.
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
From my friend.
Yeah.
So we must get it back for you. Plus, all my research material was in my backpack as well. So it's very important.
Everything from one of my favorite books autographed by the author all the way to a phone that tells me to drink more. Wow, you guys know me.
You're going to have a long night with that hug pillow.
Let's not talk about the hug pillow. It's a PG-13 show, but I'll fill you in later. I have plans for that Jason Momoa. All right, my friends, we have two more dice to roll. We're going to do this collectively. So who wishes to roll the dice for the team while we wait for Jax to come back? We'll fill him in on how this goes in a minute.
I got it.
All right. So we need to roll this next one
two.
Twice.
Oh, two.
Okay. You rolled a two?
Yep.
Okay. So... you guys are, and I'll need a little bit of role-playing from everybody here. So what happens now? You guys are all at the gas station. The Sasquatch just drove away in your car. Well, actually, just drove away in...
Hank's car.
Hank's car. Absolutely. Let's put that one there. All right.
That's why I'm a piece of revenge.
Just drove away in Hank's car. You guys are looking around. You guys don't see any means to catch up to him. You guys don't see anything around. And, Hank, what do you do?
There's no cars, no other cars filling up.
Nope.
Okay.
I think there's a bike rack.
What kind of bikes?
Six pedal bikes. Uh-huh. One's a pretty sweet looking Huffy, banana seat.
Well, I mean, that's cool and all, but I can't catch a car that way.
I think it's all you got.
Soon, you got your phone? Can we, like, call an Uber?
Yeah.
Why don't you roll again and see what else is there?
I rolled a 5. I rolled my second one.
You rolled a 5?
Yeah.
Well, oddly enough, 5 on my list, so you can see I'm not cheating. 5 is the web.
Yeah.
So yes, you can call an Uber.
Excellent.
Or at least you can try.
Okay. Dang, Hank, you got jacked by Sasquatch. But it's all gravy, son. We're going to get into college off this, son. We're going to be cruising through Harvard.
No, you know we're going to get the car back because... like, Sasquatch isn't allowed into the skulls, okay? Like, that's just not cool. His skull's way too big.
Dig Sasquatch.
Well, guys, I've got a super fast internet connection on my brand new phone over here.
Look,
so
we
can call an Uber.
I've got 6 bars.
Let's do it.
6 bars.
It's like one extra.
Why don't you just make 5 stronger? Yeah, but no, it's 6. It's more.
It's like one better than everybody else.
I bet he could travel through time with that phone. So,
let's get an Uber. Let's go.
Time?
Oh my God,
it takes
boop, boop, boop. Uber will arrive in 47 minutes.
What?
What?
It's the worst Uber driver ever. There's nobody closer.
Right. He's getting 1 star.
So Cliff, at this moment, you have Fernando has a bit of a panic and dread moment as he suddenly comes across a realization. Roll a d6, please.
3.
That's Fernando de la Vega.
3.
Right. So you guys are on break right now. This is Friday night. You guys have been off all week studying because exams start Monday. You guys all have finals. So you guys
no exams for me.
Right. Soon to be retired. Soon to our exchange student who's due back in the Philippines because his visa expires. Anyway.
I'm sure I can hack the computers.
And my visa now expires in 2196. Look at that. I'm also a senator for some reason.
Oh, right. Man, I bet you can help me hook up this college application because once we catch this Sasquatch, son, like, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to have the best TSA job because, like, obviously TSA is, like, the best job for your best friend. Like, if you're going to have the best job, because it's TSA, they prepare for all kinds of situations, son.
I hate to be the one to point this out, but if we don't catch the Sasquatch, none of this matters.
Yeah.
He's pretty right. Hey, maybe we'll get lucky and Sasquatch will be the Uber driver.
That would be a wonderful turn of events.
We also need to actually graduate in order to get into college. So,
okay. So, do you guys want to A, wait for the Uber driver that is now 46 minutes away, or do you guys want to start pedaling away on those sweet, sweet Huffies?
Oh, I'm on the Huffy.
Wait, did the Uber just get farther away?
I thought I said 47 the first time.
I thought you said 40.
No, he said 47.
Hey, soon to be. Can you turn those bikes into conjoined bikes to get some extra horsepower out of those things?
I don't think that's how that works.
Not quite sure if I can do that because I've got no tools with me.
You're at a gas station. It does have a garage.
Is there anything in that garage?
Right. So I will consider this. I want to see you roll 4 dice. What's your number again?
Who?
Soon? Yeah, soon too.
4.
Soon too. Your number's a 4. I want to see you roll 4 dice. And since this is a precision action or a patience action, you have to roll under 4 at least 3 times for this to work.
Soon, I can give you a hand if you want.
Oh, and so let's consider that prepared. So let's roll an extra dice. So let's roll 5 dice. How many of those dice roll under 4?
Okay. 5, 4, 5, 2, 2, 3.
All right, so that's 4 successes. All right. So using spit, coat hanger, the fact that Jason hummed the MacGyver theme the whole time, you guys managed to, like, make... not like a bike, but like a super bike.
I would watch that show.
Power to the pedal.
Okay, so by disconnecting the front wheels off all of the bikes and then chaining the front axle to the back wheel of the bike in front of it, you've now got this conga line centipede of bike. With the
super A-team montage in my head.
Right. The super sweet Huffy with the banana seat and like the ape hanger bars, that's at the front.
And the most frightening gearing ratio known to man.
Oh, absolutely.
Indeed.
It's the initial D human centipede of bicycles.
And what do we got at the very back? We've got that pink bike suitable for the 8-year-old girl with the big with the daisy wheel spokes and the basket on the front handlebars. Ka-ching!
And a license plate that says Susie.
Mm.
And some cowbell.
Big Willie, that's all yours.
I think I can fit the keg on this.
Dude, the keg was in the trunk.
Oh, I'm going to get that Sasquatch.
All right.
Now he wants revenge, too.
Okay, so we hop onto our bikes. Our bike. Singular. And we start to, pedal away. As we start to pedal away, everyone takes turns describing something they're trying to do today. Drive, talk, evade authorities, fix a car, etc. And roll a D6. Act out the scene if it seems appropriate. So as we are bicycling away, we'll start with you, Shane. I will have you describe what you're doing, and roll a D6, please.
Well, today was actually, because it was Friday, I decided to relax. So I woke up this morning early, about 5:30, and I wrote this really cool program. It tells you every bar in the country.
I like this app. But as you are bicycling away from the gas station, what are you doing?
I'm checking directions.
Right. And turn left in 300, 200, 100. You missed your turn. Okay.
How do we know which way to go? Or do we have this, like, did I have LoJack?
It's findmysasquatch.com. Excellent. So, Shane, and roll a D6, please. What's your number?
It's a brand new program I just wrote just yesterday.
What's your number?
Six.
Six. Okay. Jay.
So I am trying to get a podcast on to help us get the lowdown on the Sasquatch. That podcast would happen to be a conspiracy theory podcast by a certain Alex Mann. And we need his information so we can track down this Sasquatch so I can get into college, yo. And I got my speakerphone on.
I really wish right now that... And I hope he listens to this. I really wish NCAF was here, because if there was going to be a podcast on Sasquatch, it was probably going to be an episode of NCAF's.
He did have a Sasquatch on our live event.
Yeah, and I just really need to hear, well, hi there. I just heard he's visiting us in June, by the way.
Yes. Very Woo-hoo! Exciting.
Super stoked. All right. What's your number?
Three.
Doc.
I'm trying to help out, so I'm putting my back into pedaling so we can get there, and I'm keeping my eye out in case there's other Sasquatch. Because, you know, if a Sasquatch is going to steal a car, he's going to steal a bike.
Especially a pretty cool super bike.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and what's your number?
The number I just rolled, yes. Or my number?
No, the number you just rolled.
Three.
All right, Cliff.
Is it day or night?
It is day. It is mid-morning.
Okay, well... I was going to look at the stars, but I'll as I'm pedaling, look at the sky and try to judge distance and you know calculate how far the Sasquatch. I'm the brains guy, so you know I'm trying to judge how far he could have got away with the gas that was in the car and the average velocity of the car, and I don't know. I'm making shit up.
Airspeed, so, velocity of an unladen swallow, European or African?
Precisely.
It's not a matter of where he grips it. And you rolled a three?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back, Jax. Where did you leave off and where did you come back?
He hadn't yet told us his name or present.
Right.
Right. I hadn't gotten to the name bit.
Okay, so, and who are you then?
Clearly, I am Doug. I am the brains and athlete of this operation. And in my gift to you was clearly where... needs a good, fine weightlifting good morning or day.
Is it just me or did he cut out?
Yeah, you Cyloned out there. You got me, and I was really hoping you said whiskey. I was really hoping you said whiskey, but it wasn't whiskey.
You
mean you don't like a wuh?
I'll give you a wuh.
I'm pretty sure he's lifting weights while riding this bike. This super bike is going to be the greatest workout experiment.
Lifting large triangular weights while wearing a singlet with only one shoulder strap.
With a handlebar mustache.
Money can buy.
All right, so what's the gift, Jax? Did you freeze again?
No, I was checking mic settings.
Okay.
Because, yay, Windows 10. It was weightlifting gear, obviously, because athletes and weightlifting gear.
Yeah, the whole back end of the car is now 3 inches lower. Yeah, like a whole rack in there.
Just a couple of kettlebells, that's all.
Explains how Sasquatch peeled out so fast.
Exactly, grip.
Giving him that rear wheel drive to drift, right.
Okay, so, your number from 1 to 6, your patience
four.
to 4, perfect. Okay, where did you cut back into the story?
Just as Shane was talking about something at the bike.
All right, so let's do a 10-second reintroduction so you can meet everyone in the party, and then I'll fill you in on the story. So, Nutty?
So I'm Hank, and it was my car that was stolen, and there is a ring that makes one eligible for our secret society in that car, so we need to get revenge, and we need to stomp everything out of Mr. Sasquatch. And, I'm pretty reckless.
Shane.
Dude, I'm going to bribe
my... No, you're not Shane, you're Jay.
I knew that Shane was soon to be retired. I heard him, that's what... That intro I have.
Okay, yeah. Soon to our Filipino exchange student. Jay.
Now you're allowed to talk, Jason.
Now he's allowed to talk.
I was drinking.
Well, you need to do that whole ventriloquist thing.
The problem is it's pouring out of the extra holes in his lips at this point. So he's drinking, dribbling. It's like those dipping birds. It's just... He keeps drinking, but there's nothing coming out of the glass.
But that way he can drink the same drink over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
This drink is so delicious.
It's all good, man. I'm getting my way into college off this Sasquatch we're about to go catch. Plus, I had the finest, most tender Japanese imported hug pillow. Fully authentic and anatomically correct, son. My man was going to love it. And then my man Suntu had that app about the drinking. Bruh, it's going to be wild, son. Like, it's going to be great. I bet you we can get him to jump off the roof.
Doc?
So, I'm Skip, and hey, I'm just here to help my bros and get back the kick-ass Monty Python, stack of Monty Python video games that I had for the present. So, let's go do it.
Cliff?
Hello, I'm Fernando de la Vega. I got my good friend a autographed copy of A Brief History of Time and all of my research material for getting into doing the tests that we have next week, the final exams, and for getting into college. It is all in my backpack. It is in the car. We must retrieve it or I will bring shame upon my family.
And also, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
You said accents. You did not say they had to be good accents.
Totally.
All right. Is that everybody? That's everybody. All right. Okay. So, Jax. So, when last we left our adventurers, they were stuck at a gas station as Sasquatch rolled away in the car, and they looked around to try to find a mode of transportation, and there was just a rack of bicycles that was there, and Uber telling us that the closest driver was 47 minutes away. So instead of waiting, our friend Suntu managed to cobble the bikes together by removing the front wheels and linking them all together and linking the chains together to make one giant mega superbike with the really sweet hussy with the banana handlebar or the ape hanger handlebars. Yeah,
Huffy.
You said hussy.
Hussy. Right. That's another type of bike. Big Willie's riding that one, and we're not allowed to watch, and it won't make it into the podcast. But a really sweet Huffy with a big banana seat there, that's at the front. And the girly bike with the license plate that says Susie, that's all pink with the big daisy wheel hubcaps and the basket. Yeah, Big Willie's on that one in the back, and he managed to somehow fit the keg into the basket. Okay. because that's important, apparently. So you're up next, Jax. What are now that we are bicycling towards where the Sasquatch went off, what are you doing?
Well, clearly I'm working on the cardio, because somebody's got to have the real power behind this bicycle, obviously.
Dude, do you know how many athletes we've got on this bicycle?
So many, but clearly I am the smartest of us all, obviously.
And the fact that he sounds like Thor just sells it so well.
Is this an Asgardian bicycle?
Don't put the keg in that. Don't put the keg in that basket. I need that from Mjolnir. Here you go.
Poor Odin, not an Asgard.
Okay. One time, I knew this rabbit, Suntu. It was great. This rabbit was amazing.
And I'll need you to roll a d6, Jax, and a 3. All right. And Hank, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I'm pedaling. Duh. And I'm looking around at our surroundings, making sure I know where we are, and seeing if there's anybody else. But while I'm doing that, I have a hand free. Yeah, I call the cops, right?
Right. And what's your number?
911.
Whoa, Hank! Whoa, what are you doing? We can't. Dude, they'll take the Sasquatch, man. I need this to get into college.
What's your number?
One.
Okay. So.
Narking on Sasquatch.
Okay. So, if you rolled...
Only we had beef jerky.
If you rolled the highest number, so that would be Shane, our friend Suntu. If you rolled the highest number, it went well. Describe something nice you got, like an item, a friend, etc., and mark it down. Later, we can spend that thing to get an extra dice on a roll if we need it. So you were creating an app, I think, to track down the Sasquatch.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Did that yesterday.
Right. It went really good for you. Like, super good for you. Like, it's all over the marketplace. Everybody is finding that Sasquatch.com. So what did that bring you?
Well, I'm still waiting for the royalty checks to come in.
Right. So it didn't bring you fat stacks of cash, but it brought you something else that's tangible. What did it bring you?
Wow. There's this gorgeous little blonde hot chick that spoke to me in the bar this morning.
You're so English. You're in the bar in the morning. I love it. I want to go to England so I could be at a bar in the morning.
Or else you get breakfast.
Right, but breakfast to me is a pint of bitters, so... Okay, so while you think about that one, our lowest dice roll was nutty. I mean, Hank, bro.
Bruh.
If you rolled the lowest number, like, no matter what you were doing, something goes wrong.
Beep, 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 beep.
The GM creates a new wacky problem for you to deal with, either immediate or lasting. So, hello, 911. What's your emergency?
So, like, this Sasquatch stole my car, and we're trying to hunt it down on bikes, but I figure you guys are going to be faster than us.
Excuse me, ma'am? It is a crime to prank 911. Do you understand that?
Excuse me, I'm a dude.
Ma'am, I will not have you take that tone with me. And you are being very disrespectful right now, and that will not happen. Helicopters are on their way right now to your location to show you that you do not prank the police. Do you understand me?
I didn't prank...
Ma'am, I am under duress. Help, 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 I'm being repressed.
So, like, not exactly helicopter support, but,
Oh, crock-a-mooch!
I mean, oops, it was me. I have to edit myself!
Oh!
I got too into character!
And she's not even drinking. That's even better.
No, I'm not.
And here I was wondering if that cop just totally misgendered Hank.
Yes, by the way, I think
did.
This is the first time in the history of any podcast I've ever done with Nutty and Tech where Nutty popped the cork.
Hey, Jax, we got some work for you.
He doesn't edit; he just tells me when.
Right. So there's a big note right there. We're 63 minutes in. Just put a big exclamation point on the notes there.
Make this an unlisted video.
Yep, and beside that, put Nutty's fault.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha. And we just got demonetized.
That's okay. I don't monetize.
There we go. Dude,
Hank, what are you doing? Helicopters. Hank, we have to catch this thing. My college life is riding on this.
So what's the better song to play in the background at this point? Would it be the Airwolf theme? Or
that would rock.
Or it would be Airwolf, or would it be Paint It Black from Tour of Duty?
I don't know, man. We're balling on this bike. I think Knight Rider would be great, too.
Did it.
Just a quick sidebar, my friends.
Yes.
It's just gone 2 a.m., and I've just opened my first beer.
But you're drinking Budweiser.
I love how the Brit is drinking the most American beer ever.
Oh.
Camera will find you. No.
I'm confused, Shane. Why is it not blue or Canadian?
Yeah, why is it not, at least not a Molson product? I mean, you're our resident expat Canadian, apparently.
Oh, it's because living in the South is so much better. We get gravy on everything.
Except fries.
That is very correct. Well, but I'm going to make the first Southern boy poutine, I promise.
Absolutely. Throw some cheese curds on top of that.
After what happened to the Blue Jays here this evening, I'm thinking I'm not going to have to be Canadian anymore.
Ouch.
That's fair. Raptors, you're doing okay. You could always just switch sports.
Hey, and your Cleveland Browns will be doing great this season.
Okay, can we stop talking about sports?
Yes, man.
Pedal faster.
Sure thing, Hank.
Pedal faster. All right. So, Shane, what your app that just went viral about finding Sam Squanches, what did that give us? What did that give as a benefit to the party or to you, other than the hot blonde,
I've been thinking about that, actually. And do you know that gorgeous hot chick that spoke to me in the bar earlier today?
Yeah, her?
Yes, her, yeah. She's actually part of a motorcycle gang.
Part of the what, sorry?
A motorcycle gang.
Oh, okay.
And they've actually given me their number, so we can call on them.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, what was that 1% badge on the side of her arm? That meant she's like 1% of like the hottest chicks in the world, right? That's what that means?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, let's go with that. Let's all agree that's what that means. I love being able to like soto voice into the microphone, and I don't know, it'll lead to hilarity. It absolutely won't. Anyway, okay, round two, bing bing. Okay, so Nutty,
yes,
yeah. Okay, so we're bicycling along.
Yes,
helicopters are coming. You can hear them on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear.
Yep.
It's the Airwolf
careful,
theme.
Careful, but... copyright.
Oh, sorry. I mean.
You gotta play that. What is it? Double speed, reverse hands.
Double speed, reverse hands, and while this may sound like, while this may resemble the Airwolf theme, it is legally distinct from. Or it is
it's
done
Airwolf in, inspired.
Airwolf inspired and done in a parodic and comedy nature, and therefore by fair use, I am allowed.
Yeah, YouTube doesn't care about fair use.
No. Well, it's a defense, not a right, so I can try.
No.
No.
No, that's the problem. You can't even try to defend against YouTube because they just take it down. It's like NASA puts out a video and they're like, oh, somebody's claimed a copyright. And NASA's like, yeah, because they got the, it's us. It's public domain. No, sorry. Bye. Yeah. Anyway.
It's a minor
own video port.
I don't know what just happened.
Right. Everybody was hilarious simultaneously, but I get it all, and it was great. So, helicopters are coming.
Yep.
And you think you hear the sound of motorcycles coming from the other direction.
Oh, that's going to be good. Maybe.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What do you do?
I duck my head so that maybe the cops don't see me. I kind of hide behind...
Hank?
Yeah?
You're 6'4".
Yeah.
They don't know what you look like anyway. It was a telephone.
They're looking for a woman. I put my chest out to show how much of a man I am.
It's the first time those steroids have paid off.
Oh, no, dude. It's worth the acne now.
Wait, hold on. If they're looking for a woman, soon too, you might want to tell your blonde hot friend that.
All right, what do you roll for this round, Nettie?
Oh,
Well, I do have it on speed dial.
As long as Hank doesn't talk to the cops, he's good.
All right, Suntu, you're up. What are you doing this round? Now, you hear the motorcycles from one direction, and you hear those black helicopters coming from the other direction.
Well, first of all, I would call my friend, make sure that the motorcycles are not her gang, because if they are, then great.
Oh, it's definitely her, and she's coming, sweetie. She needs to meet the person that made the app that makes everything happen. It is the most amazing app ever, because if you change the shirt string from Sasquatch to heroin, apparently it has been amazing for them, and they just want to let you know that. And what did you roll for a number this round?
Bear with me one moment. Two.
Two. Jay.
Guys, motorcycle gangs? Helicopters? I mean, come on. Like, I got a keg on the back of this thing.
Five. And we thought Sasquatch was going to be the biggest problem.
Look, dude, no problem. You won't get in trouble for the keg if it's empty.
That's smart.
This is a fair point.
Great idea.
Kevin, at this point, it's just recycling.
While on the bike.
Who can keg stand?
While on a moving bike.
I'm looking at our athlete friends. Who wants to keg stand a moving bike?
We've got a lot of athletes. I think they can handle it.
Well, I do have Brum, but I also am the most reckless. So.
All right.
Sure, there we go.
Doc, skip. Okay, so we all agree this is pretty reckless. You're going to keg stand a moving bike. You've got a 5, so you have to roll over a 5.
Yep.
I volunteered.
Now, I will say this.
Wait. I thought I volunteered.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I'm the most reckless, so let's do this.
Okay.
All right. I'll let Hank go first.
All right, Hank, buddy. All right, so we need to roll over a 1.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna count ties on this one. So on 4 dice, I'm going to need to see 4 successes.
Okay. 4 successes. Jeez.
Yeah.
5. 1.
Oh.
5.
Oh.
6.
Yay. So that's 3 successes.
I'm helping.
Right. So that's an extra dice. Don't roll a 1.
3. Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah, that's 3. 3.
Chug.
You're a beast, Hank. You're a beast.
Yeah, Hank.
I saw what you did there, Jason.
Well done. Okay, so Hank is now trashed, but it's a keg.
I mean, mildly impressed by this.
Right. It's not even like if this was a draft ball, like maybe I'd say you drain the keg. But there's like no way. I mean, we all remember
I started it for you. Now somebody else drink while I piss.
Somebody's got to finish this off.
So while he's drinking, I'm pissing off the side of the bike.
Just hook it over the handlebar so it doesn't splash and just.
Yeah. I just nearly spit right all over my computer.
Don't try to solve this with reason, Fernando. We got to help our bros.
All right, Doc, what's your number for this round?
So how many dice am I rolling?
No, you're just rolling one die.
I'm rolling one die.
Yeah, for your number for the round?
5.
5. And so you're going to try to kickstand the bike?
Damn straight.
All right. So your number's a 5.
I've got to roll over that, don't I?
Yeah.
How many dice?
4.
4 dice.
You got to roll over that 4 times. Is someone going to help him?
Oh.
I'm helping because remember I gotta keep my I can't let my keg fall off here.
All right, so Big Willie's holding your legs up, and you're now gonna try to keg stand.
Okay, so I got one more die.
Yeah,
right.
One more die.
So when I rolled 4, I got 2 sixes and 2 ones.
Okay.
And then I got a 4, so I got 2 successes.
There you go. And according to my list, I said.
That sounds like succeeds, but something bad happens.
Something really bad. You fall off the bike is what happens. The keg is now empty, but you're also 100 yards behind.
Well, we got to stop for him, guys.
Because everybody else was pedaling.
No. We've got that motorcycle gang coming. They can get him.
You don't know who he is.
Sun Tzu, text your girlfriend.
Hello, Becky.
Get your hot blonde.
Hello. But in a few minutes, I won't feel a thing.
All right, Fernando.
Yes, sir.
What will you do?
What was it? Crap, I forget. I was trying to calculate how close we were, how far that thing could have gotten away.
Yeah.
All right, so using trigonometry, you can figure out that the motorcycle gang is probably closer than the helicopters. So the fact that you just dropped Skip off the back of the superbike is maybe not that big of a deal, as long as somebody talks to the bikers to let them know to not run over the dude laying in the middle of the road. Sprayed in Budweiser.
He's kind of our friend.
By the way, this is not a sponsorship of Budweiser, and unless Budweiser wants to sponsor me, at which point I will totally corporate shill for your product.
No, we won't.
But because you probably won't, I don't drink Bud.
Friends soon, too. Perhaps you should call your friends and tell them to pick up our lost soul.
Well, of course. Yes, indeed. Let me just pick up my phone over here.
Did you see how epic his keg stand was, though? Like, my gosh. He fell off the bike.
And what's your number this round, Fernando? What's your number this round, Fernando?
Three.
Okay. Jax. Doug.
Douglas.
Brother.
Only my parents call me that. Let's not go there. Please. Well, we just lost one guy, so clearly I must make up for the lack of a person and pedal faster and harder. Uh-oh.
Right, what's your number this round?
It's a six. I don't roll it off the table.
Okay.
Guys?
We have a
slight issue here. She's not picking up a phone. But then if she's riding, she wouldn't be able to pick up a phone.
And then suddenly, you get a text message. It says, "No prob, BB will pick up smiley face emoticon.
Uh-oh.
Expect Turkish bike ride when I arrive, winky face emoticon."
Oh, boy.
I don't want to know, do I?
So the Turkish bike ride is a lot like the Portuguese breakfast, but without the hollandaise. these are all Deuce Bigelow jokes.
Okay.
I take no credit for these, but just the Turkish bike ride sounds
I just really... want you to realize that you're ripping off Rob Schneider.
I know.
And you should feel sad.
Rob Schneider.
But it's okay. I'm looking at you with my good eye. Okay. So, Jax, Doug, something goes really good for you. Like pedaling like super hard and doing all that extra cardio, bro, like something like worked out for you. So what was it? What kind of a tangible benefit are we going to bring with us after this?
He never skipped leg day.
He never skipped leg day.
And it's like a person fell off the bike. So light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Less weight.
That's light?
Less weight.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
The tangible
You've got me in playing dumb jock mode. Everything is going dumb jock mode.
Okay, so let me help you there. As he fell off the back of the bike, you crested a hill, and then you're like, "Oh my god, I got to pick up the speed for the rest of the team!" Kick, 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 and now you're on the downhill.
Whee!
Yeah, and you guys are picking up speed. Okay, you guys are making great time. As a matter of fact, I do believe we can see the back of a baby blue Ford Tempo at the bottom of the hill.
Is that my car?
Yeah.
Dude, is that your car?
How did I get the Ford Tempo?
Big bad jock drove a baby blue Tempo.
Of course he did. Because it's his mom's.
Yeah. What, you think I'm made of cars? I'm in high school. Please.
He can drift in it, though.
The only... The only thing better, and the only thing that would have helped, is that, and our Brit friend seems to have disappeared, is that if this was in England, it would be a baby blue. What it would be, like a Peugeot 106 or a Vauxhall Vectra? Either one.
Probably a Peugeot 106.
Peugeot 106, yeah. 105?
At least it's not a Fiat Panda.
Oh, no, those aren't bad. Stop watching Top Gear.
Grand Tour now.
Grand Tour, I know.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So to get us back into it, because obviously we're not in the mood to play, I just thought you guys would want to hear the other options for the major problem that the group has. So right now is we need to get back to exams on Monday.
Yes.
Other problems were that everything... So the other five problems that we could have faced is one... all of our expenses were coming out of your mom's credit card. The group is being followed by a rival school's reporter. The car that Bigfoot stole is also stolen. I was secretly hoping for that one.
Should have gone with that one.
Hank, yeah. Your baby brother was also in the back seat with the presents in a car seat. And, also kind of secretly hoping for this one because you guys probably have more fond memories of this movie than I do. But the fact is that all of you were in detention and you all skipped detention to go on a trip.
Nice.
See, that would have been more fun with Skip. No.
ba-da-ba-ba-da.
So we're all on our bikes. Where are we?
Oh, Ruha the hippie is saying that it should be a Vauxhall Corsa.
Yeah, you missed that. I read that while you were gone.
Right. So I said Astra, but that's just because it's a cop car. And, well, the Peugeot 106 because, well, it's a crappy box. It's a French box.
As long as it's not a Reliant Robin.
No, that's a tippy box. That's a tippy three-wheeled box that just sort of falls over from time to time.
I mean, it could have also been a Chevy Nova.
Or a Vauxhall Nova. Same car. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Those can drift.
Or if you got them with four wheels, you got a Chevy Chevette. Four doors. You got a Chevette.
What's wrong with the Chevette?
Yes.
What's wrong with Chevette? I had a Chevette.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Well, I had one.
And my point is made.
Back in the room.
The prosecution rests.
My dad had a Nova. I'm pretty sure I came to be in the back of that Nova.
I doubt that.
Depends on which stories you hear.
The car that I most remember my Aunt Louise driving was a Chevy Nova, and it was Ronald McDonald hair red.
Oh dear God!
Oh yeah.
And my dad's was white with red interior.
So we're on.
I used to have a Chevy Nova. The speedometer went from 0 to 100. I used to call it the nuclear Nova and say that was the current conversion factor. If I ever got it to 100, it was going to burst into flames.
Sounds legit.
Okay, so we are now speeding downhill on a massive six-wheeled superbike.
Except for me.
Yeah. Right, who has fallen off.
Lying in the street.
Is it going to get picked up by the biker, though?
Oh, my.
So, right.
So we're now in the next round. And because we're skipping ahead, who is the next person? The next person, where did I put that? Here I am. Okay. The next person is Shane. Shane.
Hello.
What are we doing? Here we are. So we are speeding recklessly downhill. Our good friend Skip has skipped off the bike and is now skipping down the road, tumbleweeding as it were. And you hear the sound of the motorcycles behind you, and you hear the sound of the black helicopters approaching from in front of you, and you can see the lights of Hank's mother's baby blue Ford Tempo, waiting at the bottom of the hill. What are we doing?
Well, this is going to run one of two ways. We're either going to crash into the car and go all over the bonnet. Thankfully, there's a big lake on the other side. So if we do fall over the bonnet, we can always potentially fall in the lake, if we go far enough, that is.
Okay. So we're going to put all of our eggs into the we're going swimming basket.
I hope not.
Right. All of our eggs are in. Shane, roll a dice, please.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the thing is how I'm thinking about this. Most of us are athletes, so most of us can swim, surely.
Sure, you probably carry the ones that can't.
Yes.
Right, so roll a die, please.
Dice is a 5.
Big Willie, buddy, what's up, bro?
So, since we are in a combined vehicle in a line going downhill at a high rate of speed, I begin to sing. Some people say, you know, you can't believe Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. And I've got my legs kicked out on the sides and I'm holding on and I'm riding down this hill.
Is anyone kissing your lucky egg?
They better.
All right, roll the dice, please.
Ooh, a 1.
A 1. Womp, 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 womp.
You're not singing very well.
All right, yeah. You're off key.
Is singing an impulsive thing?
It no, was.
He just I tried to do it in falsetto for some reason. We think we got our bobsled.
I slipped off the seat.
Why is that somehow so much better? No.
Yeah, he's riding frame at this point. Okay, Skip, what's up, buddy?
I'm dragging myself up off the asphalt, brushing off the dirt, and
you're now surrounded by bikers.
Oh.
There's a really cute blonde looking at you with this weird 1% badge on her arm, and
she's mine. Remember, she's mine.
there's underneath the 1% badge is another badge that's got it looks crudely drawn, like it was made this morning with markers and knives, and it's a big red heart with "I heart soon to be retired" written on it, and she's like, "Ouch, that looked like it hurt. Are you okay, man?"
I'll be okay in a few minutes. It won't hurt at all, trust me.
But you're hammered, aren't you?
Yep.
Very much so.
Wow.
I finished off the keg. Come on.
All right. Okay, get on. We'll catch up to the group. So go ahead and roll the dice, please.
How many dice?
Just one.
Just one.
Yep.
I got a 4.
4. Señor Fernando.
Si.
Your turn.
We're screaming down the hill at a high rate of speed. One person's up there singing. Another's calculating if we're going to land in the lake. I'm going to do something crazy, and I'm going to hit the brakes. I know it seems obvious, but...
Do we have brakes? Down a
bit. Fernando's overthinking it again.
Okay. So, given that, Suntu's plan was to connect all the drive wheels, I never heard him say anything about connecting the brake levers.
Oh, no.
So your brake lever is only going to connect to the wheel of the bike that you're on, which is in the middle, which could have either A, really hilarious, B, really catastrophic, C, kind of both, or D, all of the above. As a result, I want to see you roll for this. So
why do you think I never put that idea forward?
It's a very good point, sir. All right. So let's say three successes will stop the bike, or at least slow the bike down so you don't crash into the back of Bigfoot's car, because it was going your direction, so it's not into the bonnet, it's into the boot, to use the proper term for our Brit friend, so it doesn't get lost when I talk about hoods and trunks. Trunks, I mean like the back part of the car, not the thing you wear swimming.
Remember, I'm an honorary Canadian. I know these things.
It's true.
Sorry, sir. And as a true Canadian, I have to apologize for that. So sorry. Well, I didn't pronounce it right. I meant sorry. Sorry. It's all about the apologies. Sorry.
Okay. I'm so glad you're American.
All I got to do is blow stuff up every couple of months and everything's fine. Okay. So this is let's call this a rational action. Let's give you 4 dice, and you got to, well, 3 dice, you got to do this 3 times.
3 dice?
Right, and equals don't count, because you got a 6. So unless you roll a 6 on 3 dice.
All right, let's see what I get. I have a 1. I have a 5. I have a 4.
There you go. And the bike, everybody apparently took their feet off the pedals and just sort of coasted on the downhill as you guys were picking up speed, and you were the only one doing anything. So once the handbrake stopped working and the brake started heating, you started Flintstone braking, and it actually works, and the bike actually starts to slow down, and you're going to stop right behind Bigfoot's car. You can see the silhouette of Bigfoot behind the driver's seat. So you're going to be able to stop without either needing to crash into the back of the car or no one needs to go swimming.
Unless they want to.
Unless they want to. And what's your number for this round on one dice, please?
I have a six.
Six. Very good. All right. Doug.
So we've actually stopped. Is that?
We're coasting to a stop.
Oh, okay.
We're still on the downhill in this scene. This is all happening simultaneously.
Okay, well... Well, I might have overdone it just a bit. I guess I'm going to trail, realizing I'd rather not get wet, because that will give Bigfoot a chance to escape, and we can't have that, I think. Maybe. Yeah.
Are Bigfoots like the Wicked Witch? Do they melt when they get wet?
No, but they would run away as soon as we go past it, I would think. I don't... Big Willie over here is claiming he needs it for college. I need to make sure it's real. So I guess he and I are kind of on the same page of we don't want it getting away, at least. At least I'm thinking that. So
they don't know, but with all that fur, they stink.
I mean, and as realistic as that hug pillow is, he's kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
It can't be worse than the locker room, smell-wise.
A lot of grab ass in the locker room?
It's a locker room.
So the answer is yes. Yes, yes, there is. I think dogs smell like wet Bigfoot. I think is the proper answer there, not the other way around.
Sounds legit.
All right, and what's your number for this round, Ed? So you're jumping off the bike? Is that what I'm hearing?
Either jumping off, or I guess I realize we don't want to go past Bigfoot because that would give him a chance to run away.
Sure.
So I guess since I kind of see where, yeah, sure, we'll bail.
So,
bail. Sure.
Okay.
If he's going to bail and we're still moving, does he launch himself at that car?
Well, what I'm seeing right now is just this comedic scene of like bikers on the top of the hill looking down. Helicopters, black government helicopters coming from the other side also looking down at this scene of this mechanical superbike. The middle bike of the superbike, the rear tire is just on fire. From the pressure from the brakes, smoke billowing everywhere as the thing screeches to a halt, and a big Chris Hemsworth-looking actor friend in the middle of the bike trying to jump off. But at this point, and with the photo that makes it onto the news is just him riding side saddle, waiting to jump, looking ever so elegant.
Hair blowing as they get the perfect snapshot.
Absolutely.
God, clearly. Because this is pre-Ragnarok Thor hair.
Right. This is you attempting to side-saddle yourself off of a moving, moving on-fire bike going downhill, but gosh darn it, don't you make it look good. What's your number for this round? Please roll a one.
Roll a five.
Hitting his turn signal to go onto the road or around the lake.
Well, no, appropriate hands. He was signaling stop the whole way. All right, Hank, bruh. That's you. What are we doing? You,
so, yeah, like we're stopping. I'm going to help with the stopping, all Fred Flintstone style. And if I may, as soon as we stop, I am diving through that open window and tackling that Bigfoot. I will get my revenge.
All right, roll the die. What'd you get, Nutty?
I got a one.
You got a one?
Yeah. So let me guess, the window wasn't open.
Fiddle-dee-dee. Well, no, we have a problem here. So ones mean that something bad happens. So that is between our friend Big Willie and our friend Nutty. So it's a roll-off.
Oh.
So Jay roll die, Nutty roll die. What do we got?
Three.
Jay?
Four.
Right, Nutty.
Yes.
Not only was that window not open... That was the wrong car.
Oops.
That wasn't a baby blue Ford Tempo.
Was that a cop car?
No, that was that wasn't the Tempo. That was the Ford Taurus parked next to it. Kind of the same, just a little bit bigger. I can see why you'd make that distinction.
I can't identify my own car.
Because you went thud into the window, and then as you're peeling off the side, you look up and you see a big gold star on the door and the words "to protect and serve."
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a cop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
That's no luggage rack.
All right, and in that round, Senor De La Vega.
Yes, I do.
Senor De La Vega rolled a six. So something went really, really well for you while we were careening downhill and you hit the brakes. So what went really well? What sort of a tangible benefit do we get to bring with us? See, I love these questions. I love this game that I put it in your hands and not mine. I like this.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the cop that she that Hank just ran into is like, you know, one of our uncles or something.
Very good. Yes, absolutely. It is Constable De La Vega. Which means I have
like, why didn't you call the cops then?
Constable De La Vega is
he's my cousin.
Constable Antonio De La Vega.
For some reason, in my mind's eye, whoever Constable De La Vega is, he's played by the guy from Chips.
Eric Estrada? Of course he is.
And the best part is he's looking for a woman named Hank as a six-person bike screams down the hill with one person crap total drunk and another one riding on a motorcycle crap drunk.
Okay. You forgot to mention that it was a six-person bike with five people on it and one of them is on fire.
Who's on fire?
The brakes caught fire.
Oh, right.
The wheel that locked up caught fire.
The wheel that locked up. All right, so as we left our adventurers, right, so Skip, you are riding on the back of the motorcycle, heading down the hill towards the rest of our adventurers. The bike has now stopped, the fire has now ceased. The fire has now ceased. It is now just a smoldering ruin of a six-person bike with five people on it.
Hank is just face-planted into the window.
Right. Doug has now, no, he did that comic...
Yep.
like slide down the window.
Yep.
Look down, and then his vision focuses, and he sees the gold star, protect and to serve, and then he sees a swarthy Latin face looking down on him. And he goes, Fernando? Is that you? Am I calling you, Fernando?
Oh, no.
ABBA reference. Sorry. As he looks up and the vision slowly focuses to
By the way, I'm sorry. Was that Cliff laughing there?
Yeah. No, that was Jay.
Oh, okay.
And then vision slowly focuses on an older face with a much more handsome mustache, much better looking. And he goes, Dios mío! My poor boy, are you okay?
Why is Constable Fernando the bee from The Simpsons?
Ay, ay,
ay. You're awful. And you have no original material.
Oh, I love Bumblebee Man. Okay, well, I mean, it's so tired. I mean, it's just the same old gag, isn't it? Okay, all right, you're right. What if instead of a giant mousetrap clamping on your behind, what if it was a lobster? That's great! Let's do that, Click! Ay, ay, ay. All right, and so and to our friend Ruha the Hippie, thank you very much for the compliment. Yes, my improv skills are kind of great. I totally intended to do all of this all along. This is a script. I wrote all of this. No. This improv ability is brought to you by my friend Rye. Have you
and
had some?
And watching some. The Simpsons for your whole life.
Yeah, and watch a lot of Simpsons.
All right, so, to dude.
It's not your turn. I'm not.
I thought I just saw Fernando.
Dude, like, relax.
I was calling him.
Also, to our friends, I have to mention that to my southern friends, this is Rye and Mellow Yellow. Because cheers. Hey,
Mellow Yellow imported from the great state.
Rye and Mellow
it's the
Yellow.
Only way you can get Mellow Yellow in Canada. Right. We don't have it.
Do you have any cheer wine left, Eddie?
We got one bottle left.
Saving it.
That cheer wine is so good.
I could never find it in the supermarket.
Diabetes.
But I bought all the Mellow Yellow that Kroger had. All the 2 liters.
I got 4 2-liter bottles and 4 12-packs.
She's, again, going across the border. They're like, ma'am,
no.
Your back axle's dragging on the ground.
It's just soda. We're all good.
Is there something in your trunk?
What is soda?
Nope.
I mean, pop.
Not at all.
Yes, it's pop up here. Anyway, so our next, Big Willie.
Oh, snap! That man's on fire. That is
awesome. Dude, that is epic. I got to get this on Insta, son.
Oh, boy.
Click.
Exactly.
Hold on. Flip it around. Selfie.
Yeah, with the flaming brakes.
All right, so you're stopping for a selfie. Roll a dice, please. Roll a one, roll a one, roll a one, roll a one, roll a one.
You're so mean.
On a one is pants are down.
Luckily, I did not roll a one. I rolled a five. Thank you very much.
Okay, because his pants are down and he's 17, so therefore it's illegal. So the cops are just going to come and arrest him.
Oh, God.
All right. Skip, you're on the back of the motorcycle. The rest of the gang, I got to come up with the good
name. There they are.
Right. So, yes, this band, this evil gang of motorcyclists, the one-eyed weasels.
What? You broke Cliff.
The camera went all.
Sorry.
Yes, the one-eyed weasels.
Is this a helmet or a non-helmet jurisdiction? They just
not
care.
No,
always use protection.
Right.
When you're riding with the one-eyed.
So some of them have helmets, but there's a lot of veterans. There's a lot of ex-Navy veterans, so there's a lot of torpedoes in the group, too. Yeah, it's that kind of party.
No.
All right. So you arrive at the bottom of the hill on the back of the blonde's motorcycle.
Like, dude, that's not Sasquatch. Well, are you guys chasing the wrong car?
So the Sasquatch's car is won over.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the fact that this Ford Taurus, this baby blue Ford Taurus, happened to be the local cop car that has pulled over the Sasquatch, which is one car ahead. You guys stopped at the wrong car.
Okay. So the cops stopped Sasquatch. All right.
Yes.
Wow, Sasquatch follows street traffic laws?
In a stolen car.
Well, he doesn't want to get pulled over. He's in a stolen car.
All right, then I'm gonna get off the motorcycle and go up and tell the cop, dude, the Sasquatch stole my friend's car.
They don't like it when you say that.
Totally arrest that Sasquatch. I want to see cuffs. I want to see cuffs on big hairy hands.
All right, roll this.
There's a website for that, and we do have the internet as
There's
one of our
always
tools.
A website for that. How many dice am I rolling?
Just one, just for your scene dice.
I have a four.
Four. All right. Señor De La Vega.
Si.
Your turn.
Well, I'm going to jump off of the flaming bicycle, of course, which is out, but still very warm. I'll rush up to my Uncle Manuel.
Manuel.
I've got like three Spanish names I could think of, so Manuel's one of them.
He's okay.
Is he all right?
Sarai.
Okay.
Sarai.
He's Manuel. He's okay.
And I'm going to basically support my friend Skip and explain to my uncle that Sasquatch stole my friend's car and you have to arrest him.
Is this one of your high school things? I mean, what is this? What is this Sasquatch? I mean,
I'm not Sasquatch. He is, and he might point at my actual car.
But this. This man, he hit my car. I stopped to... This man make left turn without signal. And
that's not a man. Yo, homie, that is not a man. That is my college entrance exam.
¿Qué?
Ignore him, uncle. He is crazy.
No, fam, I'm not crazy. Look, man, that's Harry. From Harry into Henderson, son.
Okay.
We want you, Harry.
Does he need debt with Senor Tezer? I mean, is he being? Why is he yelling at me? Is he aggressive? Does he need to relax, or does?
I think he's quite eccentric. Like that's all it really is. He's quite eccentric.
Okay. He's very excited.
Please tell
clearly,
nephew. Please tell your friend to calm down.
Absolutely, I'm excited. I'm going to do full ride, son. Like, do you understand?
Like,
full ride.
Really? I don't think you understand.
After the
how
ride we just
work.
Had, you want another one?
No,
I don't want to repeat that ride.
Full cryptozoological scholarship to Harvard, son.
Like, I don't know what Uncle Becky told you about. Uncle Becky?
Uncle Becky?
Aunt Becky told you about getting into college. Well, don't listen to her or this. The Sasquatch, that's not a way in.
I like how you're trying to get topical here with Aunt Becky's advice to get you into college, but that's going to get somebody 65 years in jail. So apparently donating $1 million to Harvard, while acceptable in some cases if you fake it, to charity, and not so much. But anyway, on another note, nephew, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Your bicycle there, it's, how you say...
on fire?
En fuego?
En fuego?
En fuego.
Muy en fuego?
It is British. We cannot explain why it's...
It's British. British engineering. That explains
anybody
British.
Anybody got marshmallows?
It was made in...
Look, son, that thing is all over Insta. I'm going to get so many likes.
Wait, Shane, I can explain this. That bike was made in the Midlands in the 70s.
No, he was made at the gas station a few miles back.
Yeah. No, he was made in the Midlands in the 70s.
Oh.
You broke Shane now.
Good heavens, he's a voxel.
You broke Shane. Can you put the camera?
Careful, you're going to make him snort his Budweiser.
It's a fate worse than death.
Yeah, right here. No. Right here. This is the pride of British engineering right here. My friend, the human voxel Vectra.
That runs on Budweiser.
It runs.
Runs.
Yeah, runs might have something to do with it, but not, you know.
Shane, you gonna live, buddy?
Yes.
Oh.
Make a saving throw.
Yeah, Jesus saves, but the rest of you take half damage. All right, so we've had a nice conversation with your uncle. The bike is still on fire. The Vauxhall Vectra has now collapsed, and a wheel fell off. Or the front fell off. Can I get a roll for this round for you, please, Cliff?
Yes. Five.
Five.
Cinco.
Cinco. Doug, bruh, what's going on?
I will be right back.
We're opening that car door. We're proving he's real, and we're going to get our stuff out of that car.
Yeah. All right, so you got helicopters to the left of you, bikers to the right, and here you are stuck in the middle with a cop, a Sasquatch, and a burning bicycle.
Burning bicycle.
Right, that burning bike, right. But damn it, I'm getting my stuff out of that car and proving that Sasquatch is real.
Right, so he's going to the trunk. Yo, hey, give me your keys.
Yo, son, he's about to pop the trunk on this Sasquatch.
What does that even mean?
I hit the ground.
Officer, I'll just have you know I'm not resisting. I don't know what he's saying, but I'm not resisting either. All right, and roll a dice for this round.
It's two.
A two. Yo, Nutty.
Yes.
I mean, Hank, bro.
Hey. Yeah.
Yes. I am also going for that trunk. Actually, first I'm going for the Sasquatch. I am leaving the feet of Manuel de la Vega, constable, and going for the Sasquatch now. Do I have to roll?
That's Manuel de la Vega Sr.
Yep. Whatever.
Senor.
Anyway, do I have to roll?
Yep. Just roll one die.
Five.
As you're making your way up to the... You're making your way up to the driver's side window. And, hey, you, Sasquatch!
I thought the window was down.
No, you didn't. You thought the window was down. Or
oh, okay.
At least, who thought the window was down?
I thought
that
the window was down.
Did you hit the Ford Taurus?
Yeah, thought the window was down and then smacked into the cop's car. All right, Suntu.
Well, as my gorgeous blonde friend is here, I'm going to go all Kate Bush on your
taco
and run up that hill with her.
Yeah. We need to go, honey, and let's do this right now.
By the way, note to future Nutty, edit Shane.
Why are we editing Shane?
Because he said the A word.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't say that word?
No.
It's in the Bible.
I don't care.
Jesus had one. He rode to Bethlehem on one.
Whatever. What? Moving on. Not in the context he used it. Moving on.
How about in other contexts?
If you were talking, if you were quoting the Bible, I wouldn't have to edit it.
So Jesus is big.
Taco.
So what you're saying is if I...
That's not a biblical
What you're
quote.
Saying is if I say I'm trying to pull a... something out of the trunk of that car would need to be edited.
I don't know what you're referring to, but let's just say no, Jason. Because whatever you think is a good idea, no.
He's trying to pull junk out of his trunk.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, so Sun Tzu hops off the bike and, like, Looney Tunes, like, blah, 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 boy, boy, bang, zings it up the hill, grabbing the blonde off her motorcycle and just pell-mell up this big hill. And the rest of the
well,
one-eyed...
there's another one.
The rest of the one-eyed weasels are looking around going, ¿qué?
They're Spanish, too?
It could be a Spanish biker gang. Could be.
Sure.
Could be a Spanish blonde. What do you know?
There's a lot of us around.
It's a multi-ethnic biker gang.
Well, it's a multi-ethnic group of high school students, so, you know.
They're an equal opportunity motorcycle gang.
We just hate people that aren't bikers. And people that don't like heroin and guns.
Come on. Who doesn't like heroin?
We also hate Sasquatches.
Yeah.
Because he stole that. Anyway. So Sun Tzu, I'm going to need your roll for this round, please. So one die, please.
Ooh, sorry.
That's okay.
It is a three.
A three. All right, so the highest roll this round for things that are going to go well is between Big Willie and Hank. You guys both rolled fives. I'll have you roll again. You guys, oh no, and third, so Cliff as well. So the three of you, I'll need you to each roll a die. Nutty?
Oh, yes.
Nutty? Hi. Welcome to the game.
Yeah, well, I've been here. I just rolled, man.
Each of you roll a die?
Six.
Six? Cliff?
Damn.
Two.
Two. And Jay, I guess you didn't get a six either? Jay?
Were we going for sixes?
No, I got a five.
You got a five. Okay. So, you got the highest roll this round.
Okay.
Which means that you're the one that gets a tangible benefit from. So your actions this round led to something good that can come into play later.
Okay.
What do you get?
I get my hands around the Sasquatch's neck.
Oh, that window was down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. So
Hank's choking the Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's quite tangible.
So DM, distill a little bit of your thunder. Hank hit that Ford Taurus's window so hard that he went through it, across the driver's seat, out the passenger side, and through the Sasquatch window to then choke said Sasquatch.
No, I was next to the Sasquatch's window.
No, you were next to the cop's window.
No, I was, but I said I had left,
yeah. And
you made the knocking sound on the door.
Oh, that was to the cop.
No,
damn, I thought you could go through that thing like I.
No, that wasn't it. To the cop. I was going to the Sasquatch. Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, and then
hello.
He opens, and I get my tangible reward, which is his neck. I take next revenge very seriously.
And, the lowest roll that round goes to Jax. And, right, so you were stuck between the, you were just on the bike, there were cops all over the place, there's helicopters coming, there's a motorcycle gang, and, yeah, something sucks for you.
Is he on fire?
Yeah, what sucks? I will have to say I do like the on fire. What does that smell like burning chinos?
What? Yeah, why does it smell like burning rubber suddenly?
The moment you discover your sneakers are made of really cheap rubber with a low melting.
So is right. Jack's on fire?
Yeah, your pants are on fire, bro. And those Chuck Taylor, those Converse Chuck All-Stars, as fashionable as they are, that's old school 1976 rubber. And that burns. That burns like an old school tire fire.
And the lining is made of asbestos.
So your feet are protected.
But you're getting cancer, and you're going to be dead in like 30 years.
Mesothelioma. All now.
Yeah, now you've got
making,
the black.
Yeah, line. You're making some late night lawyer so happy.
1-800-SHOE-HURT.
The problem here...
Sorry.
The problem here is that I think... I don't think there's anybody else on this who's from far enough north to remember a New York lawyer in his ads for a guy called Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
Shapiro.
The only lawyer...
No, Cliff might know that one. I don't know.
Okay. I remember the name. I do not remember the ads.
You can find...
I remember the name is familiar.
You can find them on YouTube. They're fantastic.
So...
Because he did his ads pro wrestler style. But he's
Yeah, this guy.
I call 1-800-546-7777. If they hurt you, I'll make them pay. My name is Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
So,
I still remember his phone number.
One, we have somebody in the chat.
Yes.
And two, if you were part of the flash mob a few years ago, you'll remember this as being a big topic of discussion, as well as the ads being posted there.
Jim Shapiro is the only lawyer I've ever heard of to be disbarred in three states.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. As it's as his practice, as what he was doing as this, just this injury lawyer, and his practices, as they would get found out, he would get disbarred. He got disbarred from like New York, Georgia, and Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. And multiple disbarrings.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing now, but anyway, I find that story hilarious, and I still remember his ads. And this is not an ad.
Also find it funny because if you are a member of the Flash Mob, we are all Sasquatches. So this is really funny.
So my thing is, he just had a career change and he now wears a suit covered in dollar signs and teaches you how to get money from the government.
No, that's somebody else.
That's Matthew Leskow, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, there was that one guy years ago who would try to tell you how to make millions of dollars with tiny classified ads at the back of the news. I hate that guy.
Anyway, so where are we?
Right, where are we? What are we doing?
You're the DM.
Oh, again?
Yes.
Why?
Still.
Why do I do this? Anyway, okay. next, Skip.
Yes.
Bruh.
I'm asking the bikers if they got marshmallows. Because we can get a fire.
He is the party dude.
But, like, our bikes are only so big, we don't share. I brought some for me, and I brought some for him, and some for my friend over there, but none for you. Why did you not bring marshmallows?
Because the Sasquatch stole our car.
We left him behind because the Sasquatch stole our car.
Is that the Sasquatch?
Yeah.
No. That's Officer De La... That's Officer De La Vega.
The guy, the cop, that's the Sasquatch.
Oh.
The guy that Hank is throttling, that's the Sasquatch.
Oh, he shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't throttle Sasquatch?
No, he's a good man,
Sasquatch who steals cars from teens? He's a good man?
It's not a Sasquatch, his name's Manuel.
No, that's Officer De La Vega.
No, the other Manuel. Wait. That's his wife. That's Manuela.
Oh, this is horrible. We're going to...
Hairiest looking woman I've ever seen, but hey.
Don't judge. Don't judge with your Caucasian stereotypes of what you think is beauty, eh?
I didn't say beautiful or not beautiful. I just said hairy. But hey, I'm not going to judge.
Just because her beard is longer than yours.
Who people think is a woman, and Hank's got an Uncle Betty, so.
Hi, but let me tell you something, S.A. Just because her beard is longer than yours doesn't make her beautiful. Doesn't make her not beautiful, okay? She's gorgeous. You wish you could pull off a beard like that. You can't. Look, she's got... Look. You can see the braids in it. You can see the beautiful little beads in it that sparkle in the light. Especially the way Hank's hands, like, completely wrap around the neck. And how her head is moving back and forth like that. You can see how they sparkle. Isn't that beautiful? You wish you could pull off a look like that, S.A. You can't.
So that is the Frenchest Mexican I've ever heard.
It's all romantic. It's all romantic, my friend. It's almost all the
There's
same.
There's a very good reason for this.
I could have made them a French biker gang, but that's not very threatening.
They would have gave up.
Now go away before we taunt you a second time.
They're all on four-wheelers and snowmobiles. They don't go anywhere after February.
Oh, fine. I understand if you only got enough marshmallows for yourselves, we got a fire here. Come on.
All right, roll your die for the round, please.
One.
Three.
Excelente. Sun Tzu, as you are now at the top of the hill looking down on the scene of a smoldering bicycle,
with your biker babe in your arms.
A biker babe in your arms. One guy throttling a Sasquatch with beads in his beard, her beard, their beard, our beard? No, wrong pronoun. What do you do?
With they.
The beard?
The beard. Well, what do you do? What do you do?
Oh, sorry. Well, I can...
It's only like 5 a.m. there. Why are you sleepy? Wake up.
It's actually quarter past three.
Nothing.
Well, I can tell you what I would love to do, but I'll get thrown off this podcast.
All right, tell me later. Give me the PG-13 version. Was it Peggy 12? Give me the Peggy 12 version.
He's going to throttle that sexy blonde.
Throttle.
I've just realized something.
Yes.
My wallet is in the car that was stolen. So I've got to be like Travis and run down the hill.
Right. So now you're clawing this beautiful blonde biker babe off of you, going, "Hey, just a minute, just a minute, you. Shut your noise, you. I'll be right back. I need my wallet."
He never said he was disrespectful.
No. I added that in for comic flavor. I can do that. Apparently, I'm decent at improv. 100% of the people in chat think I'm great at improv. The fact that there's only one.
Thanks, Rupert.
I can be factual. That's okay. And what's your number for this round there, Shane?
My number for this round is a 2.
A 2. Very good. Big Willie, you're at the trunk of the car. Hank is throttling the crap out of a Sasquatch with beautiful beads in their beard.
I didn't know your dad was a cop. Bro, this I had a keg on the bike. Sasquatch is driving. He's choking the Sasquatch. You can't kill the Sasquatch. I got to turn the Sasquatch in to get into, man, helicopters. This is not good. This is bad. This is some government cover-up stuff. I heard about it on the podcast by a governor. He was talking this stuff, man.
Was he also a former wrestler?
Absolutely. He said that he could be a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Bruh.
That means he has very small arms and a big head.
Yes. Yes, he does. This is by no means an attack ad against that certain state governor, but if he wishes to sponsor us, I will say great things about him. Nope. Brought to you by the campaign to re-elect.
Nope.
If it's not
completely standing again,
this is getting bad.
If my motivations aren't entirely clear, I am completely willing to sell out my half of this podcast and completely willing to corporate shill pretty much anything. I mean, the fact that we're the only podcast alive that hasn't been hit up by Squarespace or Blue Apron yet really sort of bothers me. That I'm not even worth crap ingredients at my door to try to make, I mean, wonderful, fresh ingredients to make delicious meals out of. And I mean, what?
And in other words, if you had paid for a sponsorship, your advertisement would go here.
Note to self, if an irradiated man who happens to be like the third copy that you've run into ever tells you, don't go in there, don't go in there.
The Redacted Files is an actual play podcast.
Ooh, and a natural 20.
Is anyone just a little discomforted by the fact that she gets so excited with a natural 20?
With tales of horror and suspense.
And he wishes you a good afternoon.
I go home to the nightmares I will inevitably have, told one bad die roll at a time.
That's your attack?
Yes.
Stop laughing at us.
Visit us at theredactedfiles.com, where you can give us a listen or join us in telling the next story.
You can investigate or you can go down the stairs.
I think we'll go. Do you guys think we'll go? I think we'll go.
Absolutely.
All right, and this is where I do a break and I put one of the patrons promos.
You would have pulled your advertisement out of the trunk behind the Sasquatch.
Oh, look! Oh, I didn't find my present, but I found a delicious foot-long sub from Subway. And a Coca-Cola. Oh, and look, an ice-cold Budweiser. Budweiser.
Advertising revenue.
No.
The king of beers.
And you can find these advertisements on Spotify.
Oh, gosh.
As the team of Budweiser horses just clops across the background of the scene.
Being okay. Led by the frogs.
The horses can tow the bike back to the garage for us. Yeah.
So where are we?
Right, so...
I have no idea. No,
I'm backseat DMing at this point.
Right, so Big Willie was ripping open the trunk of the car. Angry.
I'm ready to get out of here, man. There's too much heat on us, man. I can't party like this.
How are you going to get into Harvard, though?
I know. Yeah, Hank, you can't kill the Sasquatch. Okay, so I'm going to try to stop
a dead Sasquatch
Hank
is proof of a Sasquatch.
All right. So, are you going to need to see? You going to need to see Bigfoot's original long form birth certificate? Why does this say Kenya?
We got a comment.
Oh, this is the funniest live stream I could be watching in the early hours of the morning. Ah, oh, I'm glad you think so.
See? 100%. 100%
of commenters on the live stream agree that I am funny, which is great because I need that right now. Remember, everyone, and to our new friend, Ruha the Hippie, I have to give you an important rule of comedy given to me by my good friend. Okay? If it was funny once, it's funny every time.
It was never funny once.
Oh.
It's also funnier if you drink more.
Me and Tech found it funny.
Yeah, no. So
you can't be each other's audience, though.
They do that way too much.
That's called an echo chamber or a silo, and they're awesome.
They did a private podcast last night, just so you know. All
right. So roll a dice. So you're not going to try to physically body Hank off the Sasquatch.
Yes, because if you're going to, at least if you're going to kill it, got to skin it first.
Right. So out of your backpack, you pull a
kill the Sasquatch. You're trying to stop the Sasquatch from being killed.
What kind of sick freak? What kind of sick freak skins before you kill it?
Yeah.
Who wants to make sure this Sasquatch never steals your car again.
I think that would
My
give
name
him
is also Liam Neeson.
Or at least doesn't get fur on the upholstery.
Do you notice how his voice dropped an octave as soon as he talked about skinning someone? Because all of a sudden, is anybody else hearing Goodbye Horses in the background? I was like, would you do me? I'd do me good.
Goodbye
me?
Horses!
Oh my god. You guys are killing me. Is any
By
part
the way,
of this the game?
Just so you know, if we do end up skinning this Sasquatch, I will tuck and strut.
Okay, so I'm choking the Sasquatch.
That would be what they're calling it these days.
So Jay, this is the last round, by the way, as this is devolving into hell.
That's so much pain.
So, Jay, roll your die, please. Jay, roll your die.
I got a five.
A five, all right. Skip, bruh. What's up, bruh?
That's you, Doc.
Doc, you're up.
Oh,
what's going on?
Hey,
don't mind him. He's
so I'm talking to the bikers, and the bikers have got marshmallows, but they're not willing to share. So I invited them to go and roast their marshmallows on the flaming De La Vega. What am I doing?
Right. So one of your team members ran up the hill away from everyone else with the blonde.
Down,
and he's trying to fight her off to come back down.
Right,
one of them's trying to kill the Sasquatch. The other one's trying to stop him from killing the Sasquatch.
Right,
so I can kill the Sasquatch.
I'm going to call shotgun. I'm going to get in the car in the passenger side. This is with the Sasquatch.
Good plan.
So as you go, you open the door and you go to jump into the passenger seat of the car. It's you slide in. But you're up here, and you can't... Hold on a minute. These are bricks of heroin. Why are there bricks of heroin in the passenger seat of my friend's car? I can't sit.
Sasquatch is a mule.
You're like up here. You're like up here stuck, and you can't sit down because you're sitting on a giant pile of drugs. Roll your die, please.
I feel bad about my present now.
Tech, is that another comment?
He says that I am also drinking, and yes, the rules definitely apply. Yes, and so if I can make rules, then I can say that you have to have another drink. And drink up, my friend. And to everyone else.
He is the DM.
And for everyone watching, drink.
Yeah, the DM says drink, so drink. Right. Señor de la Vega.
Sí.
Your turn.
Can I just cry?
Oh, Dios mio.
Did my uncle ever get out of the car, or is he just sitting there watching all this?
Oh, no, he's out of the car.
Okay.
He's out of the car, and he just watched Hank run away to throttle a Sasquatch.
You know, I don't care about the Sasquatch, so I'm going to try to get the trunk open and get my backpack and your present out.
All right, so Big Willie's already got the trunk open.
Oh, well, then I'm grabbing my backpack and...
Right, so you grab your backpack, and as you're hoisting it onto your shoulder, there's these parcels in the trunk interspersed among the backpacks, and as you lift your backpack onto your shoulder, this white parcel flies across, and yeah, it's more drugs. That's a lot of drugs.
By the way, I love how no one has made a second glance at the Sasquatch. Like, this is just a regular day wherever we are. Like, Sasquatch is just a normal dude at this point.
Well, I think that's what the DM's trying to say.
And roll your dice for this round, please.
Sasquatch is a courier, dude.
Yeah.
He's a mule. He's Clint Eastwood.
No, he's not a mule. He knows what he's carrying and why. He's a courier.
He knows why he did.
My name is Fernando, and there's piles of drugs around. I'm screwed.
And we're still on fire.
No, your name is Fernando. There's piles of drugs. Welcome to Jack.
And what's your role for this round, Cliff?
It's a lousy one.
It's a one. Great. All right, Jax.
Glad you're happy.
Dog brother. What's going on?
Well, clearly my shoes are on fire, and apparently so are my pants. So I guess I'm a little concerned about that. So I'd rather not ruin my wonderful athletic self with burns, so I guess I'm going to try and throw those off and, again, drag Sasquatch out of the car.
Right.
Unless I can only do one, then I guess we're getting rid of the fire.
Which direction did you throw said flaming pants and shoes?
Not into the car. At least I tried not to, but I was in a panic, so maybe I did.
All right, so I'm going to need your die roll for the round, please. What'd you get, buddy?
It's a one, isn't it?
It's a one, baby. That's a one. And that, my friends, is our third one of the day, of this round. Three people rolled ones this round.
Brotherhood of the One.
Right. So let's recap. We have a man who pushed a biker down and ran down a hill away from a biker gang towards a police car that had pulled over another car on the side of a road. There is a flaming six-seat bicycle with five people on it. There is a man who reached through the window of an open car and pulled out a Sasquatch and started throttling it. That was then immediately joined by a pantsless, shoeless jock also attempting to help him throttle said Sasquatch. There are two men, a swarthy Latin gentleman and our friendly jock, who are both just ripping stuff out of the back, throwing drugs all over the place, as another man attempts to sit down in the passenger seat but is scooping drugs out of the passenger seat to make room for himself. At this point, the sound of chaos, which is erupting all around us, the sounds of chaos are, what's the word I'm looking for? They're overpowered by the sounds of helicopters. Helicopters and loudspeakers playing Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, because if you're going to ride in a helicopter, it's got to be... Right. And the helicopters land, and out come a bunch of FBI agents and local police officers, and everybody's got guns. And they're all running forward, and the helicopters die down, and the loudspeakers swell up, and they're like, Officer De La Vega! and all of your accomplices, hands up! We finally got you and your wife, you drug smuggler. We finally got you. And Hank, as you look into your eyes and you find yourself staring into the pretty blue eyes of a pretty bearded Latin woman, as she looks up at you and says, oh, Dios mío.
Oh, she likes it.
I thought this was Canada.
Do you want to need my role?
I need to know who had the worst day.
Oh.
So between Nutty, Cliff, and Jax, everybody, I need to roll off.
Hank, you should have let the car go.
That's a four.
Have you met Hank? Hank lets nothing go.
All right, Cliff, what'd you get?
Three.
Jax.
Six.
Six. It's a three.
Yay.
So your actions, what were you trying to, so just refresh my memory, where were you at in this scene?
The last thing I was doing was pulling my backpack out of the trunk and drugs were flying out at me and I was knocking them aside as I...
Right, so
I put in my backpack so I could get out of there.
As you throw a parcel of drugs and hit a police officer getting out of a helicopter... Officer down! You, get down! Then Billy clubs...
You know, you were right when you said you're screwed.
Right, and the screen slowly fades black. Epilogue.
Oh no.
We find our recently beaten, our guy who's still tripping from incidental contact to heroin through his butt cheeks when he tried to sit down in the car. Recently accidentally beaten, and our other friend who now can't stop saying the word narf because that's the sturge, the third stage of syphilis, because that's what you get when one lays down with bikers.
Narf.
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 That changes Pinky in the Brain so much. No.
Oh, sorry, St. George, this may not be for your ears. He's an innocent little dragon. Horribly cute, though. And tune in next week, or the next time I do this, where our intrepid adventurers will try to break out of jail.
What happened to me? What happened to Hank?
Right. You got the key to the city for being the person that single-handedly took down the biggest heroin drug ring in town. That this officer was having his wife smuggle all of the drugs to him, and then in a fake traffic stop, was then muling it all across town. So well done to you, our intrepid Hank.
Unfortunately, Manuel won't speak to me anymore. We're no longer friends.
Fernando,
sorry.
Manuel's the uncle who was smuggling
right,
drugs.
That's right. And he won't talk
I'm
to me either.
I'm very disappointed in my uncle.
And Aunt Manuela won't talk to you either.
Yeah.
So this is why... Of all the role-playing games I've ever played, whenever somebody has to crack open a rulebook to check page 38 to see what the rules are for long-distance swimming, I sort of blank out and stop caring. Because making it up as you go along and just having, starting with one page of rules, just sitting around with a bunch of friends and seeing the hilarious story that comes out the other end is a lot more fun to me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the heroin part of the one sheet or you just came up with that?
You guys told me that.
We told you that?
Yeah, you guys told me that was the cop's wife. You guys told me drugs. You guys told me it was all of it. I had, actually, the rules that I had that I rolled for, here it is that Bigfoot was fleeing the government, which is true.
Jason, you were right. It is a conspiracy.
You guys were being chased by a conspiracy theorist, and my plan there was that the biker girl was going to be another Bigfoot hunter.
Well, it's because it was a prison planet for Sasquatches.
Now, if you hadn't Hank, if you hadn't throttled Bigfoot. The thing is, the next location you were going to come across was a nice dense forest. So it was going to be like a speeder scene through the forest moon of Endor, as you guys were going to like chase down this Sasquatch on a six seat pedal bike. And you guys were going to have to team up against a common enemy, which was going to be Constable De La Vega.
Is that Spence that just came into the chat there?
It is. Hi, Spence.
Hi, Spence. We're just finishing up. We did the epilogue, and now Tech is telling us what could have been but didn't, because apparently we came up with madness. I don't know how we did that.
Right, and this is what I find. This is what I find more fun than page 38 of an obscure rule book. I don't like rule lawyers. I never have. I've never been one. I like to play my games a little looser, and I tend to play my characters a little looser, which is why it annoys the crap out of DMs.
We get more comments.
Oh,
I can't read that far.
Oh, she just says, hi, kids. I just finished up.
Yeah. So Spence has been playing in on the So Many Levels Final Space, I think it's called. It's a role play that's set in the Space Casey universe, and she's playing a murder cat there, or teddy bear. That's it.
Murder teddy bear.
And Incaf is playing a blob of goo.
Oh, that sounds fun. That would have been great in our game. We could have used a blob.
What you're saying is our actual Sasquatch is a blob of goo.
Yeah, butt up would have been fun.
Murder cat.
Oh, good.
Speaking of murder cats.
Good heavens, look at that lion.
It's a cougar.
There's more comments.
How much does that Maine Coon weigh?
I think she's only about 12 pounds.
Ah.
It's all fluff.
Yep, she's a fluffy one.
So
Spence says that this space is
mentioned
for rent.
The weight That's of a it. Cat. We weighed Oliver.
Yes.
And he is 20 pounds of solid Maine Coon tabby muscle.
Yep.
That's a good boy.
Oliver's cool, though.
We love Oliver.
Yeah, he's also dying for love. He said you guys need to come back.
Did I not give enough love when I was there?
Obviously, I didn't when I was there last year because...
Never enough. Never.
His batteries run down. You have to recharge him.
Indeed.
Yeah, but I was just there.
That's where she got the metal yellow.
Yeah. So is there any more that we have to do on the game part?
No.
Now it's just fun.
No,
okay.
It's just fun. I'm just having way too much fun with this.
I would like to say that I think that I'm going to put it to a vote. Do we think that Fernando had the best voice or was it, I don't know, Thor? What was your character's name, Jack?
His name was Doug. His name was Doug.
Doug, that was it. Doug.
He was a bounty hunter. No.
See, I think it was Fernando.
Yeah.
As far as best accent?
Best voice, indeed. Yeah.
Best voice.
Oh, here's the problem. We have someone in chat that didn't hear the voices who needs to hear them one more time to render fair judgment. So
we need a soliloquy for both of them.
Right. Yes. So
you're the judge.
So 50, yeah, Spence, this is all on you. 15 seconds each. Mr. Cliff, you're up first. I mean, Senor de la Vega, to you.
Hello, Senora. This is Fernando de la Vega. I am currently in prison. I hope to get out someday and meet you and ravish you.
That
was amazing.
All right.
Was that cheating?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Those words coming from Uncle Monster is just like, ouch.
Never, ever need to hear that again.
That's fantastic. Right. I love it.
And Doug, bruh.
Right. Well, my name is Doug, and clearly I'm a example of only you can prevent pants fires and shoe fires.
Did you prevent them, or did you just outlast them?
Right. So, them. Loves the idea that, Cliff, you were presenting an in-jail dating video. Hello, I'm currently incarcerated, and I would really love to take you out on a date in the next 5 to 7 years.
Just write me letters.
Or with good behavior.
Conjugal visits.
I can't wait to see what you put up on that glass, baby.
This is all wrong.
Put it on the glass.
I need to mark this as over 18.
What you said after dark, I said, I can do what I want.
Right. I never said after dark. I just said I'm marking this video as 18 plus.
Like 35.
Well, this tech or races. It's fine.
No, that's not 18 plus. That's just not allowed. Stop it. Eat you
both. I can just see this episode is rated 18 plus. Hashtag tech is also racist. Hashtag no one under 40.
So
brown guys ruined it for everybody.
The
Hey, it's not like the rest of us aren't in jail with you. I mean,
Hank's not.
We'd all gotten community service. Hank got five to ten years.
Yeah, sorry, dudes, but I got it.
Somehow Hank got out of jail. The rest of us somehow are accomplices.
Because Hank murdered that Sasquatch. He got off.
Wow. I've got money. I can buy off the judge.
I got this really cool app called whichjudgeshot.com.
And apparently in jail dating surely could be a whole new video.
Oh, that could be the next scenario.
On my tablet.
You guys need to create that's the next scenario, right? You guys need to create dating videos to get significant others to mail you things that you can use for the jailbreak, and then it's a jailbreak film from whatever they send you. It's like, hi, so my name's Doug, and I like really like cake and nail files, and I have a huge thing. My biggest turn on is crowbars
and hacksaws.
And hacksaws. If you could bake all of that into a big delicious cake, send it to Cell Block D.
Hi, my name's
name change,
and I love sulfuric acid. It heats up my heart to the point of melting.
Anyway,
please send it to Cell Block. Please, no, seriously, I need it.
So if
small and frail in here.
If we decided the best voice, who was the player that stayed on target the most?
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
It wasn't the DM.
No, it wasn't.
That guy was like all over the place. Why do you guys let him run games? I mean, good God.
And my follow-up will be, who was the most distracting?
Hi, I'm Tech.
This is exactly why me and Tech can't be on the same thing at the same time.
Except you always are.
We always do.
Whose fault is that? Who's in charge of the scheduling anyway?
The lady.
Well,
in the
this
background.
Time it wasn't me. Yes,
well, we can blame you though.
Cliff is definitely best voice.
Absolutely, Cliff wins.
I think
best
it's
voice.
Unanimous.
We are unanimous in that.
Yes,
indeed. Because we would myself. Let him ravage us. It's fine.
Oh my!
Ooh. Remember, I'm still in prison with you guys.
Oh, I don't get the ravage.
I'm not in here with you. You're in here with me.
This is so wrong. Everything puts is
on
wrong.
Puts on the Rorschach mask as the sexy music begins. The camera,
I gotta get into character.
The camera pans out and he's wearing nothing but the Rorschach mask. And the trench coat and just...
Wait a minute. So wait, is he just... Is he...
I'm in the wrong specialty video.
As the bass line to Come and Get Your Love.
You are all awful and I hate you and I love you.
I am trying my best here not to swear here.
Me too.
I'm the DM. Thankfully, I'm immune to all this.
Runes. This is so rude. Like, Nettie's never letting us do this again.
So, before we all delve into complete nonsense, if we
before?
Could, Tech.
Yeah, indeed.
Can we go around and let everybody promote whatever it is that they want to promote?
Absolutely. What have you guys got going on? Shane?
Nothing much, actually, these days. You know, you can still listen to the Red Dwarf intro cast.
That's they finally put out their last episodes.
Yep, indeed. And that's basically it, really.
Are you wrestling?
I do want to quickly plug the Labyrinth commentary that we did.
Yes, also on the Red Dwarf feed.
Indeed, that was lovely. I listen to that quite a lot these days because it's such a good film. I've watched it I don't know how many times now. But yeah, that's mainly it.
Yes, we introed Shane to the Labyrinth. He had never seen it in his, 34 years?
38.
Oh, well, I was being generous.
And wrong.
And wrong.
You don't look a day over 49.
Jerk.
I'm kidding. All right. I can't wait to hear this spiel. Jason, where can we find you?
Muted. No.
Okay. So.
A needle pulling thread.
We do have, okay. You can find me on Nostalgia Pilots with Spence, JRD, and Hugh, guiding them through Gundam Wing for the first time. You can find me on Nutty Bites. You can find me on Intro to Ghibli, guiding Beck and Nutty through Studio Ghibli films. We've got what? Our Neighbors of the Yamadas coming up?
Yeah, that's next.
That's the next one.
The last one we did was only yesterday.
Only yesterday. And you can find the rest of the things that I do on TalkNerdyToMePodcast.com. That includes talking comics. That includes Nerds in Real Talk. That includes actual Anime 101, where I just did a recent episode about fantasy anime. And Escaflowne broke that because it's steampunk mecha. All right, that's fun. And the rest of it can be found on our website at TalkNerdyToMePodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/NerdyToMe. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter at NerdyToMePodcast. A lot of things I've done recently, do.
And could I plug Jason's amazing Red Dwarf podcast as well?
Oh, yeah. Wow. You got to do more of those, Jason. Wow.
Calling me out on a thing that I forgot. Shane, you were absolutely correct.
You got to do more of those.
Right. So you had never seen Red Dwarf before.
No, I had not. Shane had told me about his intro cast on Red Dwarf, and he sent me a link to the first episode, and I started watching it, and periodically I do review them, and I do have the final episode of season one coming up. So, and Kat is amazing. He is the best, yeah. Because that's mine, that's mine, that's mine, oh, that's not mine, but that's mine. I had a great day today. I ate 5 times. I napped 6 times. Now I just need to find something to have sex with. Wow! I just found it.
Oh, I love Kat. All right, Doc, where can we find you?
I'm Doc Coleman. I'm the author of this book. And if you'd like to get a copy of this, I will have them with me at RavenCon, April 5th through 7th.
And he was pointing to, for the MP3 feed, The Perils of Prague, which is a steampunk novel and has been promoted by Mr. Nathan Lowell because he enjoyed reading it, which I say is like the highest praise ever.
Yep. It's a fun, fun book.
Yeah.
And if you want to find more about me and my writing, you can go to doccoleman.com.
By the way, Nathan Lowell is a verb, actually.
Well, no, a Lowell is a unit of measurement.
Yeah, you do a Lowell.
Yeah, which is writing 10,000 words a day, which I don't think I've ever done. Not even close. All right, Cliff, where can we find you?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter as either Clifford Lowell or Uncle Monster. I don't have much to promote right now, but later this year, hopefully, a movie will be released that I had a small role in. It's called The Girl in the Crawl Space. It is done by a guy who normally did slasher horror type stuff. This one's a little different. It's more the what happens after the slasher horror movie and the girl who manages to get away and survive. And it's actually very good. And
that sounds cool.
I just have a very small but quite enjoyable role. So look it up. I think you'll all enjoy it.
Dead guy in bowl of soup number 2.
His name's not Treed.
I actually won't tell you my character's name because the reveal is part of what makes it fun. But cool. I'm in a gaming group in the movie. So,
oh, nice.
See, well, you definitely have to send us links because I will definitely review that. I have.
I will definitely be posting it. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that everyone? Did Jax get a chance?
No, Jax. Our biggest of the big daddies, our QA.
Crown holder.
Maximum daddy.
Where can we find you?
I exist in the internet on Twitter, and I don't know much. I will, however, plug a podcast that I've been basically binging and currently listening to called This Kaiju Life.
Yeah.
Excellent show.
Yes, if you're not already listening to it, and you are in the IT field, you can listen to it and enjoy the wonderful perils and headaches of the IT world, but from a government kaiju organization.
And that is written by our good friend and former guest, Greg Larson.
And it is narrated by Nobilis Reed. And it is...
I know both those people.
You do know both those people. And it is fantastic. And it is an amazing podcast. You need to listen to it. And if you go to Balticon, you need to go to their live readings, because then it's a full cast.
And it makes you feel some kind of way.
Okay. No, this isn't Nobilis's other podcast.
Yeah, if you are under 18, don't listen to anything else Nobilis has done.
Yeah, you can listen to this, but you can't listen to the other stuff.
The other stuff.
By the way, I narrated. No.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And this has been, what did I call this? Tech runs an RPG in hilarity ensues.
Indeed, it has.
Jason, go down the rabbit hole.
Friends, thank you very much for this. This is always a hoot. I think I need to do this more. I mean, the one we did New Year's was great. This one here was a lot of fun too, with a lot less.
Tried to eat this with a snake.
A lot less sappiness at the end.
And we do plan, by the way, with his permission, he's already granted it, but we need to like plan it with enough time so that he can be here. We do plan to play test the Radical Geeks one page RPG that he was inspired to write after playing in our New Year's campaign. So that will be coming.
Yes, the Radical Geek has written a one-page RPG, and we will playtest it. It will be awesome. It will be hilarious. That is, I thought that was a crowbar. I thought you were getting ready to hit me, John.
just wants to get out of
mine.
I have a brand new cane. It is pretty, but not
it's very pretty. is there a sword in that?
Unfortunately, no. This okay. is just a heavy duty.
It looked like there was a button to release the handle.
Right, so, it's not a sword. It's not a shot glass. It's not a pool cue. It's not a lighter. That is a wasted cane, sir.
No, it's a beautiful cane.
No, because it works. This is like ash, and if I hit you with it, it will hurt. Like, yeah.
then there you go.
You can cast spells with that thing.
It's half a baseball bat. That's what that is right there.
Weight means reliability. If it doesn't work, you can hit him with it.
It can either prop me up or it can take you down. Your choice.
Or both. Perfect. Gents, friends, thank you all for this. This has been a treat. This has been a cap to... I've been off work for the last week. I've taken a vacation. It's been a great week of vacation. This has been an absolute capper. To that, this is a memory that I am going to hold for a long time, as long as the Rye lets me. I have had an unbelievably good time, and I got to do this again. I hope to spend more time with all of you, because this is way too much fun. I mean, you guys are great.
Well, and with your next coming year, you're not going to be able to travel much, no. So this will be the only way we can hang out.
I'm starting in July of this year. I'm attending a university for a master's program, and it's a 1-year program. It is hyper intense, and I have no idea what my schedule is going to be like. But everybody that's attended this course has told me how brutal it is in the amount of research and projects that I have to do. So.
Yeah,
I'm probably not going to get a lot of time for this in the next while. So for the next little bit, I'm probably going to indulge, because this is just way too much fun.
Yeah.
See, what's going to happen is I'm just going to invade Canada and bring him all the Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
All of it.
And cheer one.
And
what if I get a keg of Mellow Yellow?
Swing through Indiana, pick all me right, up. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I can do that. It's on the way.
Road trip.
Just as long as you don't bring maple syrup with you when you leave.
Oh, and Spence says she's got a one shot we can do sometime too. Before that'd be awesome.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Spence is saying that she can run a one shot for us, and absolutely, I would love to do
that.
That'd be so much fun. These one shots are so great.
Yeah.
Especially these little one pagers with really simple rules. They're so much fun to play. And anything that we can play fast and loose like this is just...
I think what works really well about these one-pagers is that there's a limit to the rounds.
Well, I did that by setting a time limit.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like an actual count of rounds like Fiasco.
We went through 5 rounds, but it was just more fun to just play with a time limit and just sort of cap it before... Well, one, it was falling off the rails anyway. And
just a little.
I've got the attention span of a hummingbird. I mean, 2 hours.
We were whale free.
Like 2 hours is about all you're gonna get out of me before I gotta get up and flail or I don't know do something.
Pass out from all the rye.
I don't pass out.
Yeah, he doesn't pass out. It'd be nice if he did, but he doesn't. It's weird. The more he drinks, the more awake he is.
So, Nutty.
Yes?
How many days this week have we done Ryfield YouTube?
All of them? Only three, really?
Yep. And at what time did all of those Ryfield YouTube nights end?
That's about right. Yeah, five-ish.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
A.M.
Well, hey, to be fair.
Yeah, if we were hardcore, they would go through the night. Absolutely. P.M.
To be fair, if you guys are still on tonight, I will be back. Once I get off here, I got to make a few phone calls, and then I'll be back. That's fine. I'm down.
Challenge accepted.
If we're talking about rye here, as we were.
Sure thing, Mr. Budweiser.
Wait. Shane, this is public.
Right, so
I'm not going to edit it.
Am I going to hit the stop broadcast button?
No, you're fine.
Okay,
you're fine. All I want to say is Tech introduced me to rye, and it was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
You know what, Shane? You are absolutely right. Tech brought me as a birthday present. The 2016 International Whiskey Tasting Champion Crown Royal Rye. And I was drinking that
hands. Who has been introduced to rye by Tech? Is everyone's hand up?
You introduced yourself?
Yes, he did. Who didn't have their hand up?
That'd be Doc and Cliff.
Yeah, it's really? Like I don't think Tech introduced me to rye. I think somebody else got to me first.
Ah, okay.
I've never had it. So
what?
You have never partaken of the rye.
I have not.
But we've partied, and you've been in my room with lots of drunk people. How is this possible?
I was ended up being the sober guy in the room. Oh.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.